Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy. This podcast episode will be discussing medically related issues. I would like to remind you that although I am a practicing physician, this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only. This is not medical, mental, or religious advice. This is not legal or financial advice. And it is your responsibility to pursue medical care as recommended. Please see my website for further information on this disclaimer. Thanks. Welcome back to the Art of Healing podcast. This is Charlize. For the month of February 2021, we've covered some fun topics. We've had an interview with my dear friend, Brandy, and then we have started discussing chronic pain from a holistic approach. So to close out this month, I thought it would be nice to finish up the chronic pain series and cover what may cause us chronic pain anatomically, but more from the energy anatomy rather than just the physio anatomy that we typically discuss in modern medicine. On some of my previous blogs, as well as the podcast, I covered how blocks in the energy body or your chakras may show up as certain symptoms. So we've done insomnia, and then we've also done weight gain. And then I will make sure to put some links as well if you just want a quick reference. And I have created a few printables as far as the chakra system, which we use in Ayurveda, and what glands those correspond to, what glands in the body. For this one, I just thought about this. It may help to have a printable that covers the chakra system in terms of maybe some anatomy. I'll describe it as we go through it, but for this one, we're going to cover how energy blocks may show up as chronic pain for this pain series. And I would say it may help to go back to listen to 1 and 2. If you haven't listened to those, we covered the types of chronic pain. And then on the second series, we covered some holistic approaches for chronic pain. So just as a reminder, we know there are 7 major energy centers that are typically discussed in Ayurveda. And those are going to be the root, which is the first, the navel, which is the second, the solar plexus chakra, which is a third, the heart chakra, which is the fourth, the throat chakra, which is the fifth, the third eye chakra, which is the sixth, and the crown, which is the seventh. I don't always use the actual names of them because I'm on a podcast and I'm afraid I'm going to butcher them. But you know, they do actually have the actual names that they're used in yoga. But I tend to just go ahead and use how we would discuss it in English. But especially because we're going to discuss some anatomy, and it gets a little bit more complex. So the first one, as far as root, if someone has a major energy blockage in their root chakra, how that might show up is chronic pain. And so being that the root is located deep within the body, somewhere between the front of the lower abdomen, the pelvis, and the tailbone. So it's very deep. The energy center is thought to live somewhere near those internal organs. An energy block there, in my mind, I see it as showing up as lower back pain, chronic severe lower back pain. I also would classify the knee and hip issues we discussed previously, those are osteoarthritis, as possibly being related to a first chakra block or root chakra block. Since those areas anatomically are governed by the root chakra, but then also the nerves that come from the lumbar spine. So, you know, if you envision the human body and the lower spine, the nerves that will supply the sensation to the hips and knees, of course, is coming from the lumbar spine. So we would expect that a block there may cause severe pain in this region, basically the lower body. The second chakra, which is the navel chakra, if chronic pain related to this area, I did not touch on these issues too much, but they're definitely sources of chronic pain that would come from the pelvic region, particularly the reproductive organs, such as endometriosis, dysmenorrhea, which is painful periods, any sort of prostate issue. But if we had a second chakra block, what we might anticipate seeing, and I probably have mentioned this before, but this is my interpretation. You know, we don't necessarily have any medical studies to back this up, but just sort of how I would envision things as I'm working with patients. But a second chakra block may show up with pain related to reproductive organs, and particularly in women, maybe pain related to menstrual periods or pain related to fertility problems. So what we might call pelvic pain. Men can also suffer from various forms of pelvic pain, particularly after a diagnosis of prostate cancer and sometimes after treatment for that. The next energy center, which is the third or the solar plexus chakra, if we were going to have chronic pain related to that area, it would more than likely be organ related. So this would probably fall in the classification of a chronic digestive issue such as irritable bowel syndrome, an umbrella term to cover multiple digestive issues, and some of that could be pain or cramping. Something we don't see too commonly, but it does occur, is pain from chronic inflammation of the pancreas, a digestive organ that's in the solar plexus chakra. So that would be pain from chronic pancreatitis. So at least so far, I would say probably the navel and the solar plexus, if we have chronic pain from those areas, more than likely is something to do with like an organ dysfunction. And if you recall, as I think I mentioned in the previous two, that even though we're discussing this, if you're suspicious of any of this in your own body, of course, you got to get a good diagnosis, which would mean establishing with a doctor that you trust to discuss your symptoms. The next energy center, which would be the fourth or the heart chakra, it is potentially possible to have a chronic pain syndrome from this area, but not so much relates to what we had discussed previously, like the osteoarthritis. Well, maybe some of the inflammatory conditions. So you can have chronic pain from the lungs in the form of inflammation of the lungs that might be an after effect of a severe infection. Could be an ongoing effect from an inflammatory condition. So we call that pleuritis. And then you could have chronic pain from the spine, the thoracic spine, which is a spine that's going to be behind the chest. And that might be an issue in someone who has bone loss, such as osteoporosis. Chronic pain from the heart, which we also call angina. which would be diagnosed after someone has been diagnosed as having blockages around the heart or coronary artery disease. Not a typical thing we think of with chronic pain, because we know that it's typically being caused by lack of oxygen getting to the heart. But for the terms of our discussion, you know, that could be a form of chronic pain related to the heart and lungs. Of course, really important in if we suspect, you know, any sort of chest issue, chest pain, it would really need to be diagnosed. We discussed previously like arthritic pain and low back pain, which healing modalities at home could help. But in the chest area, we do have to have a solid care plan, because there we could have issues that are more important that we need to rule out, get a good diagnosis, imaging, and all of that. The fifth chakra, or the throat chakra, if an energy blockage were occurring there, what we might see would be headache related to tension headache from chronic tension and stress in the muscles of the neck. So probably a tension headache, but particularly that's different from migraines in that most individuals will note pulling pain spasms in the muscles of their neck, especially at the back of their neck. Often individuals will notice clenching of the jaw, especially in their sleep, and all of those being made worse during times of severe stress. A blockage in the third eye, how that might show up with a chronic painful condition, and we had discussed this in the previous podcast, would definitely be any sort of headache syndrome like migraines, a daily headache, any reoccurring headache, of course, because the third eye is believed to be, you know, in the deep in the center of the brain near what's called the pituitary gland. Wouldn't expect so much a pituitary gland to hurt, but often how I've noticed in my own practice is individuals that may have some kind of blockage there, it often will show up, if it does show up, with pain, with migraines. And then finally, the seventh chakra, or the top, the energy center that's believed to be above our head. This one, and when I think about this, if I were going to classify any sort of painful condition, I may actually put it in the class of those non-localized painful issues, possibly like a chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, where we're having multiple issues affected. Everything down the line is affected. So in discussing pain is related to the energy body, it is a much more complex discussion, and we've just kind of covered a general map. But, you know, the list of potential, like what could be causing it, what does that mean as far as my mind-body connection, it gets pretty lengthy. I'll make sure to put some references as far as some of the issues I discuss with this to help make that a little bit easier. But as I am concluding this podcast, if you are interested in knowing any more about this topic or any particular condition, why don't you shoot me an email? I would definitely love some input. These are issues that I think about all of the time. And as I've learned other healing arts in addition to my medical training, it's really assisted me in knowing how to approach my patients. It really, really helps. And particularly because in the practice of modern medicine, when we're dealing with pain, we don't have enough to offer our patients. And I think that as we move forward in developing treatment strategies and we have an aging population, we just really have to be thinking outside of the box as far as how to identify chronic pain, how to discuss chronic pain, and how to manage chronic pain. And mostly what I hope you take away from this is that if you or family or loved ones are dealing with chronic pain, although you'll get your diagnosis, your treatment from practitioners, you should have something you can do at home, some kind of healing modality that you're starting at home as well. that will accelerate your healing through that process. So once again, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a joy creating this. I'll put my contact info if you have any feedback for me or if you'd like to know more about an individual topic. Thank you so much. Until next time. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.